From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
I'm Robert Siegel, and it's time now for All Tech Considered. Farming on Facebook, a surge of web browser updates, and an online musical called Website Story. We'll have those tech stories in just a few minutes, all with our regular tech guide, Omar Gayaga. But first, this story. 48 million Arabic speakers connect via the web. But here's one big disconnect. Very little content is actually written in Arabic. Now, a new technology is transforming the way Arabic-speaking people use the Internet, as Philip Martin reports.
Rasha Abdullah, a professor of mass communication at American University in Cairo, Egypt, has written two entire books on the subject of Arabic content on the Internet.
That's something that we're suffering severely from. The Arabic content on the Internet right now is less than 1%, and it's obviously very dismal.
Professor Abdullah said that of her 500 Egyptian students, 78% have never typed in Arabic online, a fact that greatly disturbed Habib Haddad, a Boston-based software engineer originally from Lebanon.
I mean, imagine 78% of French people don't type French. Imagine how destructive that is, the language online.
And that's why Haddad began working on Yamli.
Yamli is inspired from the word yumli, which means dictate, to dictate your words.
Yamli co-developer Imad Yaradini explains how it works.
The idea is that if you don't have an Arabic keyboard, you can type Arabic by spelling your words out phonetically. For example, just think of when you're writing the word falafel. Yamli will convert that to Arabic in your web browser. We will go and search not only the Arabic script version of that search query, but also for all the Western variations of that keyword.
Gerardini, a MIT-trained software engineer of American-Lebanese descent, says in addition to solving the ability of native Arabic speakers to search and write in their own language, Yamli can also be used to teach Arabic to non-Arabic speakers. That's how Nassim Khalid, a teaching fellow at Harvard, is using the technology.
Well, typically an intermediate student, they can write in Arabic by hand, but they have no idea how to type in Arabic. So we were writing one-act plays a few weeks ago, and I sent them all this link to Yamli so they would be able to type quickly and easily.
And the word is getting out. At this recent new technology forum at MIT, Yamli went on to win Best of Show, a development that did not escape the attention of Google, which recently developed its own Arab search and transliteration engine.
I guess Google recognizes a good idea when it sees it.
Yamli co-developer Imad Gerardini.
And the way we counter it is by being better. We live and breathe Yamli every day, and we're constantly in the process of improving how people can use it.
Since its release more than a year ago, Arab web specialists say that Yamli has helped increase Arabic content on the Internet just by its use. They say that bodes well for the Arabic web and for better communication between the Arab and Western worlds. For NPR News, I'm Philip Martin in Boston, Massachusetts.